Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Ethan, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Sunday, February 15th. Happy Resurrection Day! Today we look forward to Ash Wednesday and the season of Lent. This week, different staff members will read passages that lead us to self-reflection, prayer, repentance, and renewal. Today, we'll be reading 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27, and Psalm 36. First, we'll read from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'll be reading from the New International Version, starting in verse 24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Recently, a friend and a fellow pastor told me, faith is opposed to earning, but not to effort. That phrase came to mind as we read this passage today. We are not earning righteousness, we're not earning grace, but we are putting effort into our relationship with God and effort into our faith. What would it look like to put effort into your relationship with God? Eugene Peterson says that our weekly and our daily discipleship is like a farmer tilling his soil and caring for his crops. We should be reading our Bibles and coming to church, and that kind of discipleship affects us over time. It changes us. We should also have special tools in our tool shed. We should have a pickaxe for whenever we find a big rock in the middle of our garden that we need to get out. Peterson talks about these special tools, and he says that these tools are the spiritual disciplines. We should be able to pull out the tool of fasting or of silence whenever the Lord is calling us into that kind of season. As I read this passage, I think we should be careful to tend our soil and tend our garden daily and weekly, but we should also check that all the tools are still in our shed, that we know how to deal with the ups and the downs that are going to come in our life. Next, we'll read Psalm 36. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. One of my favorite literary devices is juxtaposition. It's a big word, but it means the comparison of two opposites, and it exaggerates their differences. In this psalm, we have a juxtaposition of the plans of the wicked and the plans of God. And when we compare the two, we see just how different they are. The wicked are always planning their wicked deeds, but it comes to nothing. God, on the other hand, is planning, and his plans are always coming true. The final verse of this psalm really sticks out to me. It shows us where sin leads us. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. Sin ultimately hurts us and leaves us in a state where we are not able to get back up. We need a Savior, someone to lift us up again. And that is the Lord and his faithfulness. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, for his life, his death, and his resurrection. Thank you for reading and listening along with us today as we studied God's word together. Would you pray with me? God, we are so thankful that your plans always come to fruition. Help us to put effort into our walk with you. Help us to till the soil of our hearts and make room for you in our lives. We trust you, Lord, and we love you. And we pray all this in your name. Amen.